Kickoff hour number three. Talking some NFL last hour. Don't forget, FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got all the NFL boosts and stuff each and every weekend, usually for the Sunday Nighters and Monday Nighters as well. I think there's another Gronkowski boost. That one cashed last time.
50 yards receiving, and the Bucks win, I believe.
All right. I think that's an underdog bet to begin with. But if you think it's going to happen, they'll pay you more for your wager. And if you haven't signed up for the FanDuel Sportsbook app yet, you can place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Give it to you back in site credit, and you just got to use that site credit within the next week. And you only have to use it once, and then you can, you know, it turns into real money at that point. If you win your first bet, it's just all real money. So if you're going to sign up, you might as well use that kind of that parachute for your first bet there. It's all made possible with FanDuel Sportsbook and the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use our promo code 3OUT when you sign up. That's promo code 3OUT, 3-O-U-T, and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Somebody asked, said, I know we've kind of moved on, but realistic odds they fire Jeremy Pruitt this year. Do we really think they're going to lose to Vanderbilt? I mean, honestly, deep down, do you think they will lose the football game?
If they play Jarrett Garantano, yes. They will lose to Vanderbilt.
Should I think with my heart or my head here?
See, I think they're going to win.
Probably.
It depends on who starts a quarterback. I think
Jarrett Garantano can even beat Vanderbilt.
I said that about Kentucky. And Vanderbilt's a lot better right now than they were 4 weeks ago.
Isn't he 1-2 against them in his career?
That's a good point.
Butch Jones last year, yeah. Pruitt's first year.
They haven't beaten anyone. They don't even know what it feels like to get a win.
Nope. But this is going to be their Super Bowl. And you know they're looking at Tennessee thinking, these guys stink. We get them at our place.
You know, I just realized.
Vanderbilt Stadium. What?
There's no way I win my, or even push my Tennessee over-under bet for this season.
What did you bet?
Nah, it was only like $20.
What? I guess you took the over?
Five. Yeah, over five. I thought I'd at least push.
Hey, they could win the last three. Get you to push. You got a Vol leave, brother.
The good news is I took Kentucky under five, and there's no way. Like, they're at three right now, and they got Florida and South Carolina left. They have to win both just for me to push. So I'm winning that one.
Mm.
I just need Florida to take care of business in the swamp this weekend.
Yeah. Should feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I think I got that one on lockdown. Those are the two I put the most money on. I think I put the same amount, so I'll be okay there.
Gotcha.
Got Georgia under 8.5 and Alabama over 8.5. So I think I'm good with both of those.
Georgia's lost two?
They've already lost. Yeah. Hey, they just need to finish the season.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Play all their games.
As long as they play 10 games.
What if they'd played an 11th game? Like, come up here and we wanted that game? How does that work?
I don't know. they'd probably just void it.
Mm. That would suck, right?
Mm.
If Kentucky gets to play an extra game and I lose this bet, because I knew they were going to be terrible.
Not terrible enough for Tennessee to hit
the
over.
I mean, really, they should be – Kentucky should really be 2-whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? They are 3-5. They really should be 2-6, the Wildcats. It'd be like if we'd already lost A&M. We're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
2-6. Yeah. We're only 2-5.
We are only 2-5. That is correct. and we've got our best chance to win games starting at quarterback. Time for the turnaround, folks. You know what? What happens if – so we fired Butch Jones for going 4-8, right?
Yeah, we did.
Can you really keep Pruitt for going 2-8?
and it's year three. It's not like – I mean, the first time I ever got physically, like, angry at Sports Talk Radio in this town is when the flagship station over there told you had to keep Derek Dooley after he lost to Kentucky. And everybody knew he should be fired. They're like, you just can't fire a coach after 2 years. Sends the wrong message. Da, 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 da.
But you fired him after three.
Dumbass.
Well, this is year three. That's what I'm saying. You can absolutely fire him after year three.
This is an easy call. You cannot. if you don't, you are Philip Fulmer lowering the bar for the entire athletic program that you basically built. You're basically walking up to the sandcastle that you constructed instead of just letting someone else, you know, the tide tear it down eventually. You're just kicking it over right there yourself.
I think we're putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit here.
We are?
Yeah, because what's the most Tennessee thing that could happen?
We win the last three.
Or two out of the last three, at least.
I think it's that we lose the last three and keep him.
Yeah, that might be right. Oh, well, that might be more likely there. Also...
My bold prediction is that Auburn will fire Gus Malzahn before we fire Jeremy Pruitt.
Oh, Alex.
They weren't happy with this win.
They've got this week they've got Alabama. Next week they've got A&M.
Wow.
I'll put money on this game doesn't even get played Saturday for Vanderbilt. Like, oh man, they could beat us. We gotta cancel it.
You think we discover COVID?
Yeah, Florida State situation.
Yep.
Vandy has played games with like barely enough kids to play. I gotta give them credit.
Mississippi State, I believe, didn't have enough guys on scholarship to play Georgia this week, and they only got beat by a touchdown.
I don't think Missouri had enough scholarship players either, and they won.
Eeks. Yeah. Well, good thing they've already fired Muschamp.
For all the preseason excuses, Tennessee has literally been the most fortunate COVID team this year in the conference, and we're freaking 2-5. That's how bad the coaching's been. Although I have a theory that the more woke your coach is about COVID, the worse you're doing this season. Because James Franklin's the wokest.
Oh, really?
And Jeremy Pruitt might be second. Like, they seem to be the most scared. Like, remember, Franklin's not even, like, seeing his family this year and stuff? And they can't win. I wonder if the best team, you know, Dabo, is just like, yeah, we're fine. You know, they all got it, whatever. James Franklin, they probably haven't had a case, you know, in forever. Can't win. Jeremy Pruitt, we hadn't had a guy miss meaningful time, really, right?
No.
Can't win. Like, are they just not practicing? Are they just not just using it as an excuse for everything? Even that one exit interview guy was like, yeah, we can't hang out. We can't be around each other.
Got to protect these boys.
I don't know. That's probably not true. But James Franklin is struggling. They lost again.
Yes, they did. 0-5 for the first time in school history. You hate to see it, really. I mean, such a nice guy. It's okay, though. We got basketball this week. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Charlotte's rolling in here Wednesday night.
Trying to spoil your party.
Auburn has self-imposed a postseason ban. I mean, things are looking up in basketball, guys. Things are looking up. Postseason ban. That's a shame. Really. So, Davey, we think that's them trying to get ahead of the NCAA, saying, "Oh, look at what we did. We already punished ourselves. Don't make us fire the guy. Don't give us any."
Yeah,
yeah. I think avoid a show cause.
They're just trying to do the best they can there. I think it's also a situation where they might view it the way things are kind of going. It's a COVID year, so expectations aren't that high anyway. And I mean, like, it's Bruce Pearl. I never want to count him out whenever he's actually coaching the game, but. They're not expecting what they've had the last couple of years.
They'll probably be like Bowden and go undefeated.
We talked about this last year.
At Auburn.
So it's a postseason ban. Can they compete in the SEC tournament?
They shouldn't be able to if that's what they're going to call it.
That'll be interesting.
But again, this is self-imposed, so I've not read all the details of what
they're doing. The NCAA has to accept it. The NCAA has to say, yep, we accept this penalty. You're clear. They may say, yeah, we'll accept your penalty. Also, here's your show cause. Like, it's an attempt by Auburn, but this isn't, like, stamped and run through. It's not final.
No, but, I mean, like, they won't be playing in the post. It's not like the NCAA is going to be like, yeah, you have to play in the post.
No, sure. Like, the NCAA can accept this, but they don't have to say time served. They can accept it and then also say, yeah, we were going to do that for 4 years, so here's an additional 3-year postseason ban and a 10-year show cause on Pearl. Your program is toast. Will Wade and LSU might take notes from these Tigers. Pearl said in a statement, "I hate it for our current players. They lost the opportunity for the postseason last year because of COVID, and now they'll miss this postseason again. It's a 2-year postseason penalty for them. However, we need to take this penalty now to put it behind us." Sounds like a guy who's really sorry for what happened. Currently on FanDuel Sportsbook, the only college basketball game available is Auburn-Gonzaga, which will be played this Friday. And it's just a money line bet. No lines yet.
Well, we're going to play Gonzaga coming up, so that'll be a fun one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Was it December 2nd?
Oh, that's right. It is a quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we get Notre Dame the 4th. Is that correct?
I'll just run it down. Charlotte this Wednesday, 8 o'clock tip-off, Thompson Bowling Arena, SEC Network TV. Then on Friday, 6:30 tip-off against VCU, ESPN2 for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then next Wednesday, so about a week and a half, week and 2 days away, number one, Gonzaga, is that right?
That's UT
Sports does.
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m., ESPN, game will be in Indianapolis. And then that Notre Dame game is not officially on the UT Sports schedule at the moment.
Really?
So
it was added recently. I guess maybe they haven't.
But you do get Cincinnati on Saturday, December 12th.
That's a home game now,
time
right?
Time has not been set yet on that one. That is a home game, yes. Then App State, Tennessee Tech, USC Upstate, and conference play is set to begin December 30th at Missouri.
Feels like we always start our SEC.
Maybe we have the last couple years, haven't we? Or at least. That's on. There it is.
Danny Glover. King.
Come back with more.
Hmm.
So we're 2 days away from basketball.
2 days away.
Yeah.
From our championship run.
Feels good.
Kickoff. Ooh, tip off. Kickoff. We don't like the word kickoff
we don't
around
kick
here.
Things off
I'm
anymore.
Done with kickoffs.
Do you like that onside kick we tried?
Yeah, it wasn't the most obvious thing in the world at all, was it?
Hour three rolls on, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw, 5% alcohol by volume, delicious flavors. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure.
We had a grapefruit over the weekend, it was delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not a big grapefruit guy, but ooh, very tasty.
People are mad at you, they want you to apologize.
It's Ty, I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
I'll give him credit, though. He did say 3 wins in 2020 was all we get.
It's trending that way.
Now we see if we can get to 3. Ty, they might be worse than you expected.
We're on like SEC alternate this week, right?
So
Thank God. So there's
30 on the SEC alternate channel.
Thank God people won't be watching.
We are hidden from public view. We are so far away from anybody being able to watch it. Might be a bad thing. Like, we're trying to get national media on our side to roll the coach, and they're going to hide the game. It's pretty shifty.
Dan Wilkins out in full force.
I don't blame him.
He also said he's never seen anyone ruin their public image more than Dabo Swinney in 1 year just by opening their mouth.
Because Dabo was mad about their game getting canceled right before the game was supposed to start?
Yeah, because Dabo came out and said, this isn't about COVID. This was about making an excuse, using COVID as an excuse to not play a football game. I actually like Dabo more after this.
Well, what was the deal? They had a backup offensive lineman who had some symptoms. Did he ever test positive?
He did eventually.
Okay.
I think on a Friday test, but they didn't get the result back until Saturday.
Gotcha.
I guess he had some symptoms, so they had been testing him a lot, but it kept coming back negative.
Okay.
So they were trying to get the truth, but they're like, oh, I mean, if he had two negative tests. They're like, he's tested negative on Wednesday and Thursday.
And apparently he had symptoms, but still practiced. But he had a mask on during practice and was isolated from the rest of the team.
Stuff. Yeah, but
I can't even begin to imagine what that line's going to be if they make them play this again. I expect Clemson to win by 55-65.
Maybe. They're definitely not going to
call. What was the line in this one? Like 33.5 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't – it's I don't understand – once the team has gotten down there, they were saying their Clemson equipment people were already in the stadium when they canceled the game.
Yeah,
like getting everything
they were setting
ready.
The locker room up. Yeah,
like the team has already flown on the plane. They've already like and playing games. There's not been one documented transmission of guys getting it from playing in the game against
correct.
Each other.
Correct.
So whatever precautions Clemson took to get the kid down there had already been taken. They were already doing those,
mm-hmm.
and they'd already gone past that. This is like trying to go back in time and change something that has already happened. It's impossible. So, I mean, you kind of have to agree with that, but it's like, well, this was just an excuse not to play.
Do they have an open spot in their schedule where they can make this game up?
I think they do, yeah.
They do have an open week before the ACC championship? I wasn't sure. Well, that's good. Might not be good for Clemson, though, if they have to play a game the week before the championship and Notre Dame gets a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Could be tough. That probably won't matter.
Florida State is a bye.
That's a good point.
They're like us.
What is Florida State's record? Have they won twice?
Yeah, they got on a little streak whenever they had that one quarterback in. But
yeah, now he's out with a knee injury? Or what did he hurt? It doesn't matter.
Wait, is this game really... North Carolina plays Notre Dame... In Chapel Hill.
This weekend, right?
Yeah,
I think that's...
Friday? According to ESPN?
What's the date?
Yeah.
Friday,
27th, Friday, 3:30 on ABC, Notre Dame at North Carolina.
Ooh, how about that?
Sam Howell.
You also get at noon on Friday, 15th-ranked Iowa State at 20th Texas. Also on ABC. Mm-hmm. And Friday night, you get Oregon versus Oregon State. What's that rivalry called?
Civil War?
Yeah, it's, I think they got canceled. Remember?
It. Yeah, you can't. But even though
fighting.
It doesn't mean that Civil War, you can't use those words. Those words are canceled.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like it'd be like canceling the letter K, or I mean canceling any. I don't know.
They tried to do that too.
Did they? There was an ad of. There was an ad by some food company that said like. Create your super spread for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you can't say super spread.
I don't think it had any. I mean, they weren't trying to make a joke or anything. They just used the term super spread and had a picture of a Thanksgiving table with a bunch of food on it.
Mm-hmm.
Had to pull it down because we're so dumb. We can't.
Well, Thanksgiving is going to be a super spreader event.
We can't separate what one word means in one context and what that same word means in another context.
Yeah, can't do it.
Like you can't say if I use the word civil right now, I might. Offend someone, even though that's has nothing to do with the war fought in the 1800s.
You know how in baseball they use a
in fact, it's actually the opposite. I mean, civil. Yeah, civil war,
they use K for strikeouts. There was a picture that went viral a couple of years ago where they were putting up the K's for how many guys the pitcher had struck out, and people were up in arms.
I mean,
about
context
it.
Should matter, but we're so stupid we can't even figure that out. I guess. But yeah, that was weird because there was this full list of games for Friday, more than usual, it felt like. And then, of course, you got the full Saturday slate, too.
Did you see that the Florida men's basketball team has paused activities for at least a week because of a positive COVID-19 test?
Aaron Torres, who I really respect and who said all along college football was going to happen, has said if basketball is going to be... stop for one positive, like there won't be basketball. Like it's not that you're this is just going to be this huge problem. Although I will say, once it goes through a team, I don't know,
it's a lot easier to
kind of be done
to
with
get
it.
13 guys have it, antibodies done, than 85.
But if they really do a better job of contact tracing and quarantining, you might have one or two guys get it, and then a week later, one or two more guys get it from a different source, and then a week or two later, one or two guys get it. Like, that would be worse.
I have a friend who's already had it, but he's in quarantine again because they said after 90 days, if he hasn't been tested for the antibodies, he could get it again, so they're making him
that
go back.
That is such... This
get it again, but not...
Out.
But what? What then?
That you're probably good for years, if not decades, if you've already had it. 90 days. Yeah. I thought you still test positive sometimes up to 90 days after.
Well, that's the thing. It's like if you could.
Is he asymptomatic?
He had it. He's already had it. He's not.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, he's asymptomatic. Okay. He's not showing any signs whatsoever. But he had a direct exposure, so they're like, you gotta go hunker down again.
Yeah, screw that. There is a protest today, 5 o'clock at the Knox Health Department, because tonight the Knoxville Board of Health is going to vote on a resolution, which would actually they have three resolutions. One is on restaurants and bars. They're going to limit them to 25% occupancy, and they must close at 9 p.m. There's a second one that says you may not have any social gatherings of more than 8 people. And the third one, I can't remember what part of the complete stupid policy that one's putting in. But anyway, there's a protest led by the Social Dissidents Group. Not distance, but Dissidents Group.
Mm-hmm.
To fight against that. At 5 o'clock on Dameron Avenue, if you want to get in on that action. Just look for Social Dissonance Group on Facebook. I encourage you to join if your opinion matches theirs, that this is ridiculous. I mean, not to mention that there was a study that came out from L.A. County. So in L.A. County, California, where Los Angeles is, obviously.
Lower Alabama.
Not Lower Alabama.
Mm.
This is L.A. County, California. Home of, you know, the Lakers and everyone.
Clippers.
Else.
Don't forget the Clippers.
Chargers. They have shut down restaurants altogether for in-person dining after they spent thousands of dollars on all this outdoor dining with plexiglass and all this stuff to get ready for Thanksgiving weekend, which is their biggest go-out-to-eat weekend of the year.
Because,
I mean, even if you don't go out for Thanksgiving dinner, there's Black Friday and then.
Families in town.
Right. And then you got the time off work or whatever. So they've completely locked down restaurants. However, there was a study that showed that restaurant transmission is like seventh on the list of ways you can track COVID. Like from someone in your home is like number one, and then it goes down the list. Guess what's above restaurant transmission? Government building transmission.
Hmm.
So the people locking down these business owners, crippling their way of life or destroying their lives altogether, are actually more likely to catch COVID doing what they do than what they're stopping. Like, we have lost our bleepity bleep minds. Protest at 5 o'clock, Dameron Avenue.
Yeah.
Social dissidents. Ridiculous.
Good to know.
So over this. But yeah, it goes right into college basketball because, you know, what are we doing with a positive case?
Mm-hmm.
We could have a season where we play a game, miss two games, play a game, miss three games, play a game, play another game, miss a game. Who the hell knows? All because of all the bodies piling up of dead college players, you know.
I'll leave it at that.
You can't even show transmission to other people. It's just a mess. It's that time of the day of the week. SEC Survivor Punishment Draws. I almost made it. I was so close. Arkansas had the lead. They were up one. It's third and goal from the two. Felipe Franks just hands it off on the RPO. It's a touchdown. If he tried to keep it, he probably would have gotten in or been able to make a play. He slipped and fell down at the four.
Oh.
Kicked a field goal, went up four, and they couldn't stop LSU from scoring a touchdown, and the rest was history.
I thought Mississippi State had a pretty good chance, too. I was excited.
You have Mississippi State?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's a bad beat.
Yeah.
Will had Alabama, but he still owes us two other punishments.
Yeah, that's true.
Got a lot of punishment going on this week.
Old Dave had the Volunteers.
Man, that's rough.
That was automatic death. We all knew it.
Mm-hmm. I said I wanted automatic death, so I didn't really take the Volunteers. As soon as I drew them, I was like, I just quit. Like, I'm just going to take automatic death. I don't even care.
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you today. You get the Falcons helmet out of there.
That's the one he's been wanting, right?
Ooh, yeah, he wants Gluttony Challenge, he thinks.
What do I have Wednesday? I'm trying to think.
Nope, doesn't matter.
No, like, I mean, afterwards, like, if I just... I mean, like, after the show, like, I can just go home and go to bed.
It's pretty good.
Sleep
I mean,
it
you
off.
Got
like,
Thursday
get,
off,
like, a hibernation
so.
Kind
yeah.
of thing
yeah, it's
going.
True, yeah.
Well, ain't nobody doing any work
Prepare
Wednesday
your stomach
afternoon.
For eating a lot Thursday.
Yeah,
no
like,
it'll
be...
working Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it's like you stretch one the stomach early Wednesday, then you don't eat the rest of the day, then you...
That'll be
ready
great.
To go on Thursday. Yeah.
I need somebody to draw the lion's helmet. That way I can get my veto out of the way. Or that would be my veto. Mm.
Then yeah. you'd have a veto.
Yeah.
So then you would, yeah, that'd be awesome. You could go two shots at the gluttony challenge.
So how many, we have after this week, or I guess including this week, 4 more weeks of SEC Survivor? Or three?
Three, right?
Three.
Three, okay, yeah, three. Yeah.
Three, yeah. Which is going to be tough because there are only 12 helmets remaining.
Well, we could have a week.
I'm sorry, it's 13 because there is still one more death chip for the Packers. Mm.
What happens if we run out? Do we just go?
I guess we'll order one.
Shock collar trivia.
We can order another chip or two.
No, I mean
he's talking about punishment.
Punishment wise,
just run out completely.
If we run out completely, we could just reset the board, start all over.
Do you get a veto back at that point?
Okay. Yes, you would. You would not get to carry a veto over. So you wouldn't have two vetoes, but you would, you know, you would get
still
the
have
one.
One veto,
right? So if you've already used it, you free to go.
Vetoes are like timeouts, though; they carry over, right?
No, I just said that. No,
like
they
you
do not
use it
carry
or you
over.
Lose it.
Yeah, bingo.
I was making a joke.
Bingo veto.
It didn't land.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Timeouts don't carry over. That's what it is. They do it overtime, so I think.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was thinking. I was thinking first half, second half, because it's
right.
Yeah, sorry. Second, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little nervous as to what helmet I'm about to draw.
I was
here.
Thinking more Rick Barnes and overtime.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
guys
exactly.
are thinking like
I was
football
yeah.
halves. Yeah,
but it's they don't carry over in
football overtime.
They don't. Football overtime. I thought each team
just
got
one. Yeah.
So I'm just a big idiot.
Mm. That's right.
I'm just nervous looking at this list. That's
they carry
all.
Over for basketball.
That's right, basketball. Yeah, it's basketball season. I've already turned the page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Barnes and the boys, top 10 squad.
Well, he was actually making the reverse jokes.
I know. Yeah, it's fine. Tough. It doesn't
We've
matter.
Completely ruined.
They carry over for
We're
half
stalling
to half.
Here.
Half right. to, yeah, I'm.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
stalling.
Hit the music.
Maybe we just won't have time to do.
Who's drawn first?
I volunteered to do it for
Davey's
the pick
drawn first.
What do I got to? I volunteered to draw a pick.
Okay.
Do
you want to go last?
Yeah, I want to go last.
All right.
Yeah. Alex can go first.
Because I went first last time, and I got the worst pick on the board, the Vols.
No. You're not going to be able to look into that. How dare you? How dare you?
He doesn't know what's what.
Alex Olivet, hand box in
the
Miami
Dolphins.
We might have a bunch of these redraws.
Put it on the table, please. That was the Wasabi Challenge. Mm. Draw number two,
Chargers.
Brain freeze.
Oh,
brain
you lucky.
Freeze.
I'll take that.
He has had the easiest first introduction season. This is ridiculous.
I was the first person to puke.
You took half a bite.
Hey, now. I challenge you to go eat those pickled eggs.
I could eat more
our freezer
than
has been,
a half.
Our fridge has been off all weekend.
Yeah, we need to throw that
in.
It's been off?
Yeah. I don't since yesterday. I think
you still need to get rid of everything in there.
My creamer was still cold, so it might have been.
I'm not risking
well,
that.
I didn't get open, so yeah, it's probably fine.
It's fine.
The white claws are fine. Like I'm
we'll
not.
Go, we're not
going to
risk the eggs. No,
we'll go check if there's still ice in the ice box. It's probably fine.
Well, I don't think there's anything in there. I think everything in there either needs to be thrown out or it's fine. I don't think there's anything in between.
Yeah.
Alex,
good point.
Your brain freeze segment can be talking about how you want Hugh Freeze
I don't even,
as your next
I don't
head
even
coach.
Think you have to refrigerate pickled eggs once you open them.
That'd be great.
It's the vinegar. It just it you know preserves them.
We need those.
I'll look at that and check it.
Another,
read.
We can get another joke.
Yeah, we'll check the label. All right.
How do I do the brain freeze? I just get like a milkshake or something?
I went to Sonic beforehand.
Yeah.
And,
I'll do a slush.
Yeah, that's what Davey did.
Yeah, he did
big
a huge,
slush.
Like 44-ounce thing.
Did you do a sour slush?
I did two of them. I don't remember. It was whatever the... It was like Red Bull and like a blue...
Yeah.
Are they open that early?
Called. Yeah. They open at 6 because they do breakfast.
Yeah, check the COVID
They
hours.
Do breakfast.
Oh, that's true. They do breakfast.
I got stuck in the Atlanta
airport.
We'll
get you an icy or a Slurpee or a something like that.
I don't know. Sonic really kind of took off there for a while at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, they were having a good time. All right,
he got one of the few ones that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, really not that bad. Good job on Alex.
I think we had that one right.
Ooh, the Ravens. Great. Hang
I
on.
I might be thinking of last year. Baltimore. Nope. Condiments was that?
The Gallon Challenge. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, man.
Do you want to do that hour two?
Oh, is that? Yeah, you get 1 hour, right?
You got 1 hour. Started.
You just have to know. You might have to do the last hour of the week.
Yeah, let's maybe like 8:30. 8:30 to 9:30. Yeah, because
yeah, that works.
I think I get ready to draw again.
I think I could handle. I think I could handle the Charlotte preview for 30 minutes if you're out back yakking some meac. Mm. All
right. So what's the strategy? I should start drinking a bunch of water right now, right? Stretch the stomach.
Water and lettuce. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to matter.
I know.
Oh, it's going to smell bad. I don't like the smell of milk. I might get sick.
Well, then you'll be done with whatever you have to do here. All right, hold the box for me. Come on.
Gosh.
Oh, hang on. Let me make sure that I got you. Missed the box.
The Vikings.
Vikings.
That's been drawn, I think.
Yeah, that was pickled eggs. Thanks, Alex, for the assist on that one.
Not the Falcons.
Patriots.
Oh, I don't recall them being drawn.
Oh, veto, chest wax.
Oh.
Okay, all the crap you said to me on that day about the leg. Now I just you don't take have, it you, and I give it back
okay,
to you.
Okay, legs ain't that bad. This
it was
thing,
legs wax, leg wax, chest wax. This the same thing.
Fur coat on my chest, I'd be a bloody mess.
I got two legs. You only got one chest.
I have more hair on my chest than you do on your entire body.
So you're taking the veto.
Yeah,
you're locking it in.
Whatever comes out next, he is doing.
He said during the break, if he got the chest wax, that was his.
Yeah,
veto.
Well, he's always said that.
No, I already did it. I don't have to do it again.
What is
it? That's the toxic chip.
Death chip. I remembered
does
that.
Does that have to go back in for me?
Yeah. Yeah, those both do.
Yeah.
Fun.
The Houston Texans. Do I remember this being bad?
Condiment suicide, I hope. I don't know.
Pipe down back there.
Uh-oh.
Right.
I don't see them being drawn.
Oh, you.
What'd you get?
Yes!
What'd you
got
get?
Something easy.
Helium hot tank. Oh. Yes! Yes!
Boo.
Yes!
Boo.
Yes!
That's Houston's.
Hey, your gluttony's still there, Davey. I mean, there's very, yes. The odds are.
How many helmets do we have?
Ever in your favor.
There right now.
Well, I mean, this is, we've drawn three. There's only 10 left. Yes. You have a 1 in 10 shot.
Yes.
1
yes.
in 10 shot.
Yes. Power.
Not that one. This one.
That's the one, huh? Is that the one? Is it? And I thought I saw a.
The 49ers.
Baby food, already been done.
Draw again, good sir.
I'm still shaking. I feel like I just won the lottery.
Chest wax.
Okay, now hang on. There's a veto.
I'm fine. We'll do it.
Do you have chest hair?
Not much.
Dadgummit.
Still have it, though.
Not for long. little bit anticlimactic. I was really hoping, David. You want to veto that one?
As long as I can't get the Detroit
Jesus
Lions,
there.
If you throw that out,
what's the Lions?
The cheese.
Cheese.
You can't do the cheese.
I wouldn't make you eat the cheese. What do we think here?
Do you not want me to do that? Would you rather me do something else? Because I'll veto it as long as I can't do the cheese this year.
You're giving him special cheese veto.
Right. What do we think?
I don't care.
You're good with the chest wax? We can just do that.
Who's I'm doing fine with it.
Do we still
don't
have the personal entertainer for chest waxing, or are we going to like have Alex over there with a home kit?
Home kit.
I'll do it myself.
What? No.
Well, I mean, you can prep it, but he's got to be the one to.
Yeah, he's got to rip the band-aid
off.
You
can paint it on there and everything and get it set.
Just
but
chest, not belly, right?
How far?
Belly?
They didn't do the belly on.
You got a lot of belly hair?
No, but that would just hurt more.
Just let him veto the daggum thing. It would be more fun to watch him do something else anyway.
You think? You think so?
What else is in there? I mean, it's got to be pretty bad.
Death by ping pong. Condiment suicide water. Maple syrup chug. So there's a chance he gets that one. That's boring. Leg wax. Anchovy sardine sliders. Gluttony challenge. Ooh. Guess the food challenge. Ooh. No label canned food roulette.
Ooh. Yeah, let him draw again.
All right.
All right.
All right. There it is.
All right.
Here we go.
Chest waxing a guy with hardly any chest hair seems...
Yeah, it's pointless. Give me the Packers. Come on, Packers, Packers,
The Jets, they've been drawn.
Yes, they have. It was shot caller trivia, one of them.
What? That's good. That doesn't matter. Just like it didn't happen. Don't worry about
it. It's gone.
Yeah.
And?
Steelers, haven't they been drawn?
I think so.
I believe so, yeah. Shot caller trivia again. Wow, they really... The world.
Just give me shot caller trivia.
No, draw again.
Draw again, sir.
The Redskins.
The football team.
Yeah, the football team.
Oh, yeah.
No label canned food roulette.
That's fine.
Okay.
Could be bad. What's the number on that? Have we done that one before?
Mm-hmm. 10 good, 10 bad. You draw the numbers, you eat the...
I don't remember it being no label on that, though.
Yeah, we take the labels off. So that we don't remember...
I don't think we've
done
that.
No.
Have we not?
See, like, I had the canned food roulette, but there was no label. Like, I knew what I was getting because I was sitting back here eating some fruits, and then I had, like, the Spam that I had to eat.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, no, that's what we did.
All right.
You just picked the numbers. These don't get mixed together. That's the difference between this one
and the other. Right. You just got to... Yeah, like I think you gave me some like jalapeno Spam one time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Did you have to eat that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you fry it?
Nope.
No. Out of the can.
Mm.
Straight up. Mm. It needs to be something that doesn't have to be cooked.
All right, I'll bring in my gallon of milk on Wednesday.
I guess I'll go buy a balloon.
I'll grab a slushie.
I'll go pick out my food.
No.
No.
Nope.
Houston will do that when he gets his balloon.
Bingo. Good job, everyone. I feel so lucky.
You gotta get three balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sound like Davey.
Jeremy Pruitt is nothing.
People are gonna be like, I can't tell Houston and Davey apart.
Ooh, maybe we could do a Vol for Life and I'll be on.
Yes, yes. Vol for Life, helium hot takes. I like it. Mm. I like it. Final segment of the program. Don't forget, watch us get punished on Wednesday.
Yeah.
As we then have to draw new teams because we're gonna be out the rest of the week. Final segment next. Final segment of the program. Oh, SEC Survivor. How have we been so bad at this game? We should be around 500. Like, really, the one game where you got to pick and you picked wrong should be the only statistical, you know, anomaly that's created by the way we play the game. Because automatic death should match, say, you know, picking.
You would think, but not this year.
But, I mean, that was just one game. I feel like we're way under 500 as a group.
Yeah, I'm sure Davey has the list, but it's not good.
I can calculate. I just went ahead and shut my computer.
I mean, I think I had six in a row at one point.
I've had
or six in a row.
Yeah, I'm on a streak right now. I drew Mississippi schools like 4 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. I won one of them. Ole Miss beat Kentucky in overtime.
I'm trying to – I think I won week one.
You lost five in a row after that.
And then I won again when I drew the Arkansas helmet.
Against Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and even his U pick was canceled out by the fact that you guys gave me a group pick and that one.
True. So it bounced out.
Yeah, because I picked.
We gave him
Kentucky.
Tennessee.
They gave me Kentucky.
So really, we should be 500. So at the end of the year, we'll see how bad we were at randomly selecting helmets out of a box.
We'll work on the skill. We're like, we're kind of like Tennessee. Just should be pretty good. Should be around 500 and way worse for no reason at all. Inaccurate picks.
There have been several weeks of like three or four punishments.
Three or four easily, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody's gotten the yardage blowout picks right.
I mean, you could not have dreamed it up this week. I mean, JT Daniels.
No, yeah, you had no hope.
Eric Gray, 173 yards.
Eric Gray and a loss.
And a loss. Are you laughing at Callum's tweet, Davey?
Yeah. And Alabama.
That one was.
Lucky. I mean, I considered that, but
that one wasn't crazy.
I mean, Tank Bigsby getting hurt early. I mean,
did you see our great tackling job?
Yeah, I don't think that wasn't player effort. That was just really, I mean, it was nothing. We took the lead. I mean, that was, I don't think that was a coaching, we're out on the coaches thing.
No, but it was.
It was really bad.
I mean, I feel like if you had developed players, they would have taken a better angle. Like,
I think it was just one bad play is all I think that was. I mean,
by everyone on the play.
Sure. The guy's also pretty good. Let's not forget that. I mean, his name is Tank. You got to be pretty good. Is that a nickname?
Tank? I'm not sure.
I mean, that's his official name on, you know, ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know.
That boy was bred to be a running back. What do we got on deck for Optimism Tuesday?
Basketball.
Ball for life.
And ball for, and
Catavius.
And thank God we beat Auburn. I mean, thank God Auburn beat us.
Cartavius, sorry.
Because if we had beaten them, can you imagine?
Cartavius.
Billy has chimed in and said that he's been pretty good at SEC Survivor this year.
I will. Billy Wilford.
I wish he was here. I wish he was here right now. So look him right in the face. And that big melon. On top of his head. Slam it into the table.
I mean, he was the weakest link in SEC. I mean, that guy complained more than anyone ever.
It's true. Oh, I got to eat a banana split with no fork. Oh. Didn't we have a guest that day or something? Didn't somebody show up and he just had a banana split all over his face?
Yeah.
Shut up, Billy. Shut up, Billy!
He's just excited. It's basketball.
Basketball. He doesn't have to play the game he hates. You watch. Right as the end of football season, he'll be like, my work schedule's changed. I can be back on the show now. Punk. Punk and a clown. Oh, by the way, though, Billy, I would like to get in on the Bill Will betting props for the season. By then, we'll have buried this.
Optimism Tuesday tomorrow.
Okay. We'll dig.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.